If you have low back tightness or pain, here's three stretches you can try to see if you can give yourself some relief. First one, just gently bring your knees into your chest. And as long as the pain isn't aggravated, you can slightly give a little tension to stretch your low back. It's always better to do less. And if your body opens up, you take more, but don't ever force anything. If that feels okay, you can also do little circles. You can even stretch your feet to get light tension on the back without having to pull much harder. Straighten the legs a little bit. That puts a little tension on the low back. But if you're just starting out, this is the place to start. Number two, the second stretch. Put one leg on top of the other knee. Go through the leg. Grab the knee. Light tension. You should feel this stretch across your hips. And across this area. Once again, light tension. If space opens up, you take it, but you never force it. Just let your head relax back. Do that on both sides. And the third one is rotation. So just let the one leg go over the other and reach out to the other way. So you got the leg going this way and the arm going this way. Once again, nice and gentle. If it's up here, it's up here. If it's down here, it's down here. Never force anything. Nice and gentle. If your body says no, or if it's pain or aggravation, you don't want to do it. This is just a light stretch that should feel comfortable, and it should feel like a little bit of tension comes off the muscles, or it could feel like a little bit of a stretch, as long as it's not aggravating. Just a couple seconds, a couple breaths, and go to the other side. Once again, relaxing, stretching, letting the body move. If it creates space, you take it, but never forcing it. You could do 3 to 4 relaxing breaths for each of these stretches. You could do them a couple times a day. And then afterwards, you could put ice on for 15 minutes on and then 20 minutes off to start to work on getting the inflammation down. If you do that consistently, consistency creates change, and that'll help your back start to loosen the muscles, start to get some of the inflammation to go away with the ice, and should help you to start to feel better. If for any reason it's too painful, where you don't start to find relief and the problem is there for over a week or two, that probably means you need an adjustment. So you can come in, get adjusted, get the joint moving, and continue your home routine, and your home routine will work a lot better with the joints moving and adjusted. I gave you 3 great stretches and ice instructions that's going to help start to loosen your back. And if you need help, we talked about getting a chiropractic adjustment, but I wanted to add one more stretch that could really help. It's a stretch you can do while standing, and I call it the counter stretch. So here it is. I want to show you one of the best stretches for low back pain that you can do when you're standing. I call it the counter stretch. So a kitchen table, the sink countertop, somewhere where the countertop is decent, at least waist or higher. You don't want to be leaning over too far. You want to put the weight into your arms and you want to walk backwards and stretch your low back while keeping the weight in your arms so that your back muscles do not have to do the work. You just want your back muscles to stretch. You do not want them working. So you just lean back. You can go to one side, straighten one leg and bend the other, and stretch all the way the low back into the hip. Take 1 or 2 or 3 breaths there. You can go to the other side. Take 1, 2, 3 breaths here. If you want to, you can sort of go back and forth a little. You can stretch it back. Then when you're coming back up, you're leaning into the counter again. You're walking, you're using your arms to hold your weight, and you're using your legs to stand back up. You're not using your back. That's a great stretch to try to get some tension out of your back.